Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
The sports station of record in Dallas-Fort Worth is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Say what? August P1 six-pack beer is from On Rotation Brewery and Kitchen. It's the do-what-you-want-then New Zealand Pilsner, my God, Bob Stop. Lime zest, pineapple candy, and peach with a touch of mischief. Available this month only at On Rotation Brewery and Kitchen on Lemon Avenue near Love Field. Have it at the tap room or take the special release cans to go.
Thank you, DJ. It is funny to watch Bob air drum, especially he's so happy doing it.
Absolutely.
Like, so into it.
It would be the craziest constructed drum set ever if it actually happened.
I feel like Alex Van Halen was always going cross-handed. So
yeah, but not like above his head like that.
Oh, well, they're up there.
Up there.
Up there. You wouldn't even be able to see Bob. Like, the drums
drum
are like 8 feet above him. Okay, it's Friday fun time. So earlier in the week, we partially... Oh, it's sponsored by...
Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, Scene, Fuse, and American Leak Detection.
All right.
Trumbling.
We partially eulogized. We'll do her a much better service on Wednesday of trying to put Lonnie Anderson in the trifecta. Lonnie Anderson was an icon of the decade of the 80s and was one of the first women that I remember... As a kid going, oh, hubba, hubba.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee, look at that. You know?
Definitely out of the demo, but yeah.
Of course, yes.
Game recognizes gang.
Gang.
Definitely gang.
It was one of those where you looked at her and you're like, I'll never have anybody that hot.
Mom has no friends like her.
None, zero. My teachers don't look like this. Like, where are these people? Well, anyway, we were talking about Lonnie, and we asked the crew in there. We asked Lando and DJ and Ham if they had any knowledge of Lonnie Anderson. And collectively, the answer was no. They had never even heard of her. And it hurt me. It really, really hurt me that they didn't know what I was feeling as a young kid.
Just unserious.
Yeah,
people.
Totally. So we thought, now, Lando, how old are you?
37.
Born in what year?
87.
87. Okay. Deej?
Born in 90. 35.
Ham?
91, 34.
All right. You're all essentially the exact same age. And we're going to give you a full-on 80s quiz.
Yes! Yes!
If you don't know Lonnie Anderson... I don't know how well you're going to do in this.
Bet the house on me losing this game. Let me just put that out
You think?
There. Yes.
All right. So
yeah,
it's...
Lando's walking away with whatever the winning is.
Okay.
Lando's actually 47, I'm convinced. So
he is an old soul.
It's a straight up...
I recognize an old soul when I see one.
It is a straight up pop culture quiz. Bob, I'm going to have to ask you to keep score in this game.
I would be delighted, Mr. Corby.
Okay. We'll start with Lando.
Do we buzz in?
No, you will not be able to buzz in or anything like that, so just shut up over there.
I'm going to buzz in anyway.
You can't buzz in. All right, Lando, question number one. What sitcom did Michael J. Fox star in the 80s?
Family Ties.
Wow! And he didn't know Lonnie Anderson.
And there wasn't even the slightest hesitation. He's been ready for this moment his entire life.
You were definitely born ready.
I was going to say Teen Wolf to that.
Were
is
you
that
really?
Is that a bad guess?
So you did not know that?
No.
Ham, did you?
I was going to say Just Shoot Me.
I mean,
Frasier?
No and no. No. All right, DJ, audio clip number one. Who sings this song?
Is this supposed to be an easy one?
Yes! Like, this is a layup.
Everyone's yelling at their dashboard.
No idea.
Ham, did you know?
Is it Boy George?
No, God. Lando, did you look it up already? You don't know? Damn. Bob, tell them who it is.
The Thompson Twins.
That is the Thompson Twins. That's one of the biggest hits. That, like, scraping Twins. Off the top of the 80s is what that is. All right. Ham,
here
what movie
here we go.
Is this clip from?
Who is it?
It's John.
John who?
It's John. John Lev. I don't remember.
John Cocktoasten.
Hi.
Hi.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Oh, I just got out of the shower.
Yeah. Can I borrow your towel for a sec? My car just hit a water buffalo.
Ham?
I know it's Chevy Chase. I don't know the movie. Trains, Planes, and Automobiles?
I know it.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is a bad guess.
Okay,
that's a horrible
DJ,
guess.
Would you have known?
Is it Fletch?
Yes!
Okay, yeah. I saw it once. 20 years ago.
Does he get to steal?
Again, Bob, did I just scrape off the top layer of the 80s?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like the toppiest of top. No, he does not.
This is the first day of class.
Yes. All right, Lando.
In 80s college.
You're up 1-0. What TV theme song is this from?
This was a big player in my house, for sure.
Is it Airwolf?
I'm sorry, no.
Miami Vice.
Yes, it's Miami Vice. And no, there's no stealing.
Okay.
No.
But DJ is showing he knows the material.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, DJ's doing okay now. Maybe you're a little more confident. DJ, can you tell us, it's your turn, the jobs of Bill Cosby and Felicia Rashad in The Cosby Show? What jobs did they have?
They were doctors. Psychiatrist.
Rapist.
That's not,
not a job.
That's not a
you
career.
You don't get paid for that.
He's specifically an OBGYN.
That is
yes.
correct.
Which is,
they're doctors.
Which
that
is counts.
That is also correct. Although I believe Mrs. Huxtable might have been in law?
Yes. Yes. We're going to give him that.
Yes.
We're going to give him doctor.
Medical professional.
And I would have also given Ham rapist. In the show. Do you think the show would have done well?
No.
Not as well.
That's tougher.
It's still a comedy. How is this a comedy?
The elevator pitch gets far more cumbersome.
All right. You got a point. You're tied with Lando. Ham, see if you can get on the board. What TV theme song is this from? Bob even knows the drum song.
He does the same air drumming for every song.
I don't know, Starsky and Hutch.
That's the 70s.
Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I. it is.
Look at Deej. Flexing the muscle.
All right. This is going to upset you, Bob, if you don't get this right. Bang. Lando, you're up. Mr. T's name in the A-Team was...
Tibbs?
No! Are you thinking of Crockett and Tubbs from Miami Vice?
Maybe so.
Crockett and Tibbs.
No, it's not Tibbs. It's a tough name.
It's
but...
initials.
Yeah. Oh, JT.
Unfortunately, Tibbs and JT are incorrect. Do either one of you know?
PJ.
No.
Was it B.A. Baracus?
Yes!
Thank you.
DJ's now killing it, but he's not getting any points.
And what did B.A. stand for?
Bitch ass. I don't know.
No.
I feel like bad attitude. Is that right?
That's cooler.
All right, DJ. Still 1-1. In the Dukes of Hazzard, what was the name of the patriarch of the family, of the Duke family?
This was not in my house at all.
Even though he really wasn't a father, he was known by another name.
Mm-hmm.
Tibbs?
No, again, Tibbs is wrong. Do either one of you guys know?
Daisy Duke.
No.
Daisy Duke had to be corralled by an authority figure.
Yes.
Because she was out of control.
Uncle Jesse is what we were looking for.
From Full House?
No, not from Full House.
This is a decidedly different Uncle Jesse.
All right, our 80s quiz for
our same name.
80s. Everybody that is here was born in 87, 90, and 91. Is that correct? Okay.
Point Corby.
Thank you. Ham, The Wonder Years was a TV show. Who sang this theme song? Oh, baby, how did I?
Is this Marvin Gaye?
No! All right, I'm gonna give you one more shot. This is a cover of what band? Play it again. They're covering a band. This is Joe Cocker, who's singing it. What band is he covering?
The Beatles? I don't know.
Yes, the Beatles! The Beatles! Very good.
I gotta tell you.
That was a guess.
Wonder Years.
Game changer.
The best.
Yeah. All right, Lando.
The drumming.
Winnie.
Whew.
I believe we have a movie
clip
here.
She made the all-80s team.
Does it say movie clip on there? Okay.
With Daisy.
Lando, what movie is this?
But in the field, what? Part of a team.
Teamwork.
Looks, throws, catches, hustles, part of one big team. Bats himself to live long day. Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and so on. This team don't feel.
It's the Untouchables.
Yes!
What is he?
Yes! This is De Niro with the baseball bat about to smash somebody's head in.
That's right.
Great movie.
Very. Did you know that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Ham? I'm sorry, Ham. DJ with 2 points now.
Well, Lando got it.
No, that was Lando.
I'm sorry, Lando. Lando. Yeah. Sorry.
Would you guys put your name tags back on for Corby?
All right. I'm going to give this one. Because I don't think you're going to get this, now that I know your knowledge, but who sings this song?
All right, y'all, stupid dancing doesn't help.
What? Where were you when I needed you? One of the biggest hits of the whole decade. Now,
black guy?
Not a black guy. White as you could be.
David Bowie.
Not David Bowie.
I've never heard this song.
The follow-up question will be, Weird Al did a version of this song. Now listen closely. What was the Weird Al version? Weird Al song?
Nope.
You?
I failed you.
It's very
I went
close.
On Jeopardy.
I lost on Jeopardy, and this is the Greg Kinn band we're looking for.
I had no idea.
Ham,
I didn't know the artist.
You don't remember that video that played ad nauseum?
I definitely remember Weird Al's version.
Okay. Let's see. Ham, What was Arnold's catchphrase in Different Strokes? Arnold, the little bitty kid.
He was small, yes.
He's like this big. I could put him in the palm of your hands.
He's not 6 inches tall.
Is it what you talking about, Willis?
Yes!
What you talking about, Willis?
Yes!
Or it was ice to meet you.
Or it was the plane.
Or always bet on black.
Always bet on black. Lando, what movie is this from?
How you doing? You must be Ron Richardson. I'm Jack Butler. Nice to meet you. Pleased to meet you. I say I'm pleased
to meet you. I'm just waiting for Carolyn.
Well, Ron, you know women.
Yeah, I like to think I do. Got a beer? 7 o'clock in the morning.
Scotch?
Not during working hours. Oh, I'm sorry, pal.
No problem. Come on over here, Ron. Let me show you what I'm doing. Taking advantage of some of the time off to add a whole new wing on here. I'm going to rip these walls out and, of course, rewire it.
Yeah, you're going to make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
Well, you sound like a pretty handy guy.
Lando, what movie is that?
Man, I have no idea.
Really?
The Money Pit? I don't know.
Okay, that's a fair guess. Either one of you guys?
Tango and Cash.
No. You?
Trading Places?
No, that is Mr. Mom. Mr. Mom.
Never seen Batman.
It. We are with Batman, indeed.
220, 221, whatever it takes.
All right.
Batman, any of these questions?
DJ, it's all we have time for. One more. You need to get this. Play this song. This is from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It is the most famous scene from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, outside of Spicoli hitting his head with a shoe. What actress got naked coming out of the pool?
Can I get initials?
Yes, PC.
Peggers Cranston.
He's right.
Peggers Cranston. Ham.
Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates. Lando, did you know that one?
Everyone knows that.
Well, DJ didn't know it.
I know the scene well. I don't know her name.
The scene is awesome. Do we have a final tally, Bob?
Lando 2, DJ 1, Ham 1.
Wow.
Is our final total.
Suckfest.
That is a pillow fight to the end, won by Lando.
Attaboy,
out
Lando.
Of 40 questions, we got 5 right.
And you answered the first one instantaneously. It was a really sloggy effort after that. All
right. Well done, guys.
That's how poorly they know the 80s.